At Rio, Harper had two men waiting for them when the helicopter landed. They escorted Matt, Robin and Catherine to the main airport building. Catherine took them to one side and spoke to them. Matt could hear her insisting they should talk to Harper again and get proper orders, and what did they think they were playing at?
"I'll keep them in the executive lounge while you find out what's going on," she told the two thugs. "Go on."
No sooner had the two men gone than Catherine led Matt and Robin to the British Airways ticketing desk.
"Next flight to Europe," she demanded. "Anything with three spaces. Then on to London, though I'd rather not a direct flight."
Matt glanced over his shoulder, expecting Harper's men to be back at any moment. But for now, at least, there was no sign of them. The first flight they could get on was to Amsterdam. They had to run for the gate, which was better than having to wait around in plain view, Matt thought, as he raced through the airport. What must the woman at the BA desk have thought? Three disheveled passengers with no luggage, wanting to go to London, but not on a direct flight. It was only by luck that Catherine even had her passport with her. Matt was tired, but he was unable to get settled on the plane to Amsterdam. He wanted to talk to Robin, not least to ask her where she'd learned to fly helicopters, but irritatingly she slept the whole way. She didn't seem at all worried that her father was left behind in the middle of the rainforest with Harper. But Matt guessed inside she was as anxious and frightened as he was. Probably. He still didn't feel he really knew her, despite all they had been through together. Amsterdam Airport, Schiphol, as the signs proclaimed it, was pretty much like all the other airports they'd been in. They did not hang around. Catherine immediately changed their London tickets for a flight to Birmingham, which was closer to Venture's house. Plus, if Harper had managed to trace them, he might have people waiting at Heathrow. Matt managed to talk to Robin while Catherine was off sorting out their tickets. He had seen the way Robin glared after Catherine as she left them in the executive lounge. "She's trying to help," Matt said. "Give her a chance. It's all a bit much for her to take in."
"I suppose," Robin said.
"Try to see it from her point of view. Her great employer turns out to be some sort of elemental magician who wants to, I don't know, take over the world or something." He smiled. "Bound to be a bit of a shock to her. It's a bit of a shock to me."
"Yes, all right," Robin conceded. "Only..."
"Only what?" She looked away for a moment. When she looked back at Matt, she was smiling sadly.
"Only, I just don't like her much, that's all."
"I didn't like you much when I first met you," he said. "So there." Robin's mouth twitched as if she was trying not to smile back at him.
"Liar," she said.